morning, the 12th of January, 1971, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. She's about ready to go down. She checked with her last night. She was Doris's at her daughter's. And this is the beginning of a new reel, Channel 1 Right. Channel 1 Right. And we're setting it up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 12th of January, 1971. Tuesday morning, the 12th of January, 1971, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. Faye's got Mamu's hat on and stomping around in the boots, thinking about something that she could pick up or take along or show Miss Daisy to get her mind back where she was last Tuesday with that wagon. This is Channel 1 Right. A new reel. We're setting up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 12th of January, 1971.
Never move till I move it.
Just always right there. Let me see if we got a little juice this morning here. Because that's what you're about ready for. If he eats all that food, then he feels good enough.
Yes. Well, he's much better. He'll be going to lick him.
Oh, you think so?
Yes, I do. I hope he won't. Well, I believe he is. He ain't promised nobody he's going to stay. He's been several folks asking about it. I promise nobody he's going to stay.
But he helps you.
Yeah.
But he helps you.
Yes, and he helps me now. He's doing better now. And he did before he come. When he first come, he didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
He just, well, he didn't feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
I know he did. He didn't feel like, but since I've been feeding him, got him kind of strong, well, he can do things. And he do. He went to the store yesterday morning.
Any chops you want?
It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
What you doing, drinking coffee?
Well,
there?
I'm trying to get a blade, and this is just my second round. This is the only cup they had for me. Isn't that awful? Now, I had a bad cold, you know. I mean, my sinuses.
That's
so I
right.
Chose this one so nobody else would drink out of it. So this is what I drink out of.
Daisy was just telling us how happy she was that Ben was feeling so much better and helping her so.
Now, sometimes she don't get put by four.
You mean she?
She picked three or four, and I come out. I want you to know this is not.
Now, well, she doesn't want to rob your border.
Oh, there's plenty of mess, ain't there?
I don't know how you get them to bloom.
I don't buy them. they bloom themselves.
How in the world did you get such a good start? Where'd you get
up there where I was.
Mm-hmm.
I bought me some plants from there. But you see, I got them from there when I lived over there.
Mm-hmm.
When I moved over here, then I brought some of them over here.
Mm-hmm. Nice day.
Nice day, how are you? What he feeding it go?
I don't think so.
I brought all my plants, you see,
mm-hmm.
I got here with me.
Oh, you did?
Brought them from the house when I was living over there. Put them in that yard. And I got it here in my yard. I had a plenty to bring and left plenty there. And he used to tell me, why you work and plant flowers and work like you do on somebody else's place.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I'm living on.
Uh-huh.
I say, you see, if I ever leave, I want to leave something to show that somebody did live here once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Then I moved and they tore my old house down. Then they tracked it up.
Mm-hmm.
All the flowers I left there, and little trees and things. Some of the trees, they there now, but they took the flowers. I don't know what they've done with them. I don't know where they throw them over there in a hole. They got a great big hole over there, bigger than this house, or sink. Well, they put lots of trash in there. But it's just this clean there now. As you can see.
Nothing to show where your house was?
No, sir. Not a thing. Lightning hit the tree, and Kay had to get rid of it. But he sure hated to do that. He hated. And I just wondered, why did the lightning hit it? It never done nothing to it the whole while I stayed there. And I don't remember seeing a magnolia tree where the lightning hit. Nowhere in the woods. That's the first one I remember. The lightning strike.
It hits these old oak trees.
Hmm? Yes, it hits oak trees, tree gum trees, pine trees, and things, but I ain't never seen that hit a magnolia. Or palm.
No, no.
That's right.
Now, Miss Carr, you know, got these big old magnolias. Oh, there's a big oak out there, too. Well, now that oak's been hit.
Mm-hmm.
But these magnolias, sit down, didn't you?
And that was your tree?
Yes, somebody come there once or twice and asked, Daisy, how long is you had this tree? I said, when I first see this place, that tree was right there. And just as big as it is now. There'd come a man there one day and he's sitting on my porch and he looked from the root of that tree on up to the top. He said, Daisy, I wouldn't take nothing if that tree was on my place. He said, money couldn't buy. I said, why not? He said, I wouldn't sell it. Said, nobody couldn't pay me enough to let them move that tree. He said, I ain't got now. I said, well, I wonder why was it so valuable? And I asked him, I said, well, what good is it? He says, more good than I can explain. That it could do plenty of things with the timber of that tree. He said that I wouldn't say it. I guess everything is some guru. I may not know what to do with it, but you do.
Right.
You may not know what to do with it, but she do. That's what it goes on. Now you take moths. I wonder what did they do with it. Still wonder what to do with all the moths they get. Somebody said they make car seats out. Somebody said, and they make mattresses out. Well, I ain't seen that mattress and know what tag it in it. Might be. I don't know what's inside there, because I ain't ever told them that one of my seats.
That's right. I've never seen it. Seen it, it ain't made up in it either. That's quick, isn't it? All the moss now you see you hauled out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know a thing that they put it into them.
That's right.
You know, Miss Daisy, this little tree over here, your tree over here,
I see three magnolia trees right beside your fence.
Yeah.
Next to the road. Some of them spot that out.
Yeah.
Just right beside the fence. So I said, that's going to be pretty when they grow up.
If they leave them alone, I'll cut them down.
Yeah.
That will be pretty, won't it?
When they start blooming, it'll be so sweet.
Yeah.
They make a mess, though. But I didn't know. I'd rake up my leaves. You know, the leaves fall before they bud. You know, when all the seeds drop out, then they fall down. I'd rake them up. Put them in old tubs, what I wouldn't use, and set them up under the house where they stay dry.
Yeah.
And I wash, I'd make a fire with them and boil my clothes.
Mm-hmm. I never thought of that.
I didn't know they'd burn. It's almost as good as an old pine knot, isn't it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They burn good, and they make a good fire. Now, the way I'd get them started, I'd have my little kerosene, little paper, put it down there, pour a little kerosene on the paper, little on the bowl. If you get them started burning here, they going on around. I'd burn them when they shed. That saved my wood.
Yeah. And then you got rid of them too.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, did you notice that yourself?
What? About burning them?
Yeah.
No. George Mitchell told me that. He said, why don't you save them and wash with them. I said, wash with them? He said, yes, and said it makes a good fire. I tried it, and it did. He didn't have to tell me but one time.
Yeah.
All the rest of the times, I know to say.
Well, now, that surprises me. I wouldn't think George Mitchell would notice things like that.
George noticed plenty of things. George got plenty of sense. He just acts foolish.
Well, I never saw much sign of his sense, Miss Daisy.
Hmm?
Now that's the first sign I ever saw of
of his sin.
Yeah.
Then see, I've known him from him
yeah.
up to where he is now. Lord, he would have been a better man if somebody else had a race that had some sense. The more he got no sense. None of them ain't got none, the right kind. But they got what they like. They got what the mother gave them. Now her children and my children are raised up together. But it don't seem like it. So much different than her children and my children.
Yeah.
But they're all as nice to me. They don't bother me.
Yeah, they all got good manners, haven't they?
That's right. They all as nice to me. What they do it to themselves.
Yeah.
They don't do nothing to nobody else.
Well, now, I never knew George had good sense like that. What else has he done?
Yes, sir. George has plenty of sense. George, he can build most anything, little things he wants. Then you know George is a pretty good little old half-hand carpenter.
Yeah.
Hey, half-hand.
Yeah. He can do plenty good things, plenty good work in George. And all of his children's work. You see,
they do.
Yes, all his children's work. Girls and the boys, all of them. Well, one reason they work, when they get up, he work them long as they, on the age, you see. He work them, take care of them. When you get up, 16, 18 years old, well, now
well,
you
good morning.
Well, how are you this morning?
I just
looking so good and fresh.
Yeah. And you're feeling fresh too?
Yes, I feel all right this morning.
Okay. They had that, what did they have down at George's?
When?
When we passed this morning, Daisy.
I didn't see nothing.
Did they, they built something.
They built a shed. That's a set of them. Two got two big valves there. That's what they make the fire. Them bells.
What?
Oh, really?
I'm going to see if he can't get me one. He got two. I want mine for a trash can.
There. Uh-huh.
Yes,
yeah.
Well, I got an old drum out there I didn't have.
There you is.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you.
You haven't got it yet.
I ain't got it, but I thank him for it.
You hadn't
I get the... James maybe to get it for me, but when? I don't know. But it'd be to me just like money. We're waiting for.
You can take it on back with you this morning.
Take it back. You talking about you? Oh, thank you. I know I can't. Well, did you have good luck fishing?
Yes, pretty good. We got a...
Well, you were happy down there.
Yes, I had fine sunshine at about 80 degrees. And we were out seeing birds and fish every day.
Mm-hmm. It was some folks out of Gainesville went down there around 4 miles and somewhere else, he said to them. So I asked him to tell you, well, did you have a nice swim? She said, oh, yeah. Says, I went to see my children and my grandchildren, and they took me out. And said, it was cold, Daisy. Said, well, I enjoyed it. That was on Christmas.
We used to have have a couple of magnolia trees in our yard, and I had known about those things that's burning, but I never had thought about them around a wash kettle or a place like that. And as you said, whenever the leaves start falling, you do have a mess.
Yes, sir. But I didn't mind much.
Now, you couldn't do nothing with the leaves.
Yeah.
You couldn't burn the leaves. That's raising ever.
No.
Well, they make a quick fire, but it's gone right fast. They
That's
burn
right.
real fast.
And you just keep putting them there. They'll keep it going.
You, I still don't, never saw George have any of those good ideas like you talk about.
Well, you ain't been around much. You just seen passing.
I run him right smart when I first came to come down here.
Sure you were.
Yeah.
Well, was he there many times? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think he kind of stays home now. Stays where his house was.
Yeah.
Most every time I pass here, I see him in the truck sitting there.
Miss Daisy, I had a steer one time. It was wild. We couldn't catch it. Wouldn't come up. He'd come up at night when we weren't there, but we couldn't catch it. Couldn't even catch him to take him to the market. George come over here one time. Helped me get that steer up. I remember he was... Anybody out there, he'd get way over yonder at the corner of that pasture and just stand there.
Mm-hmm.
Why, he'd stand there our time. You know how they do?
Yeah.
And just sort of keep an eye on everything. He got over there where he could see good. Now, I forget kind of how it went. It'd come back to me. But what I remember about George is, we were gonna cut that steer off so he wouldn't run off.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember George just striking out, lickety split, just as fast as he could across that corner of that swamp down there with his shoes on and that water just splashing.
Mm-hmm.
He heading out over there to head that steer. Now, he moved fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'd forgotten about that.
Did Joe get it?
No.
What did you do about him? Just let him go.
Well, I tell you, we let him come up, you know, with the other animals one time and got him all right. But it took a long time.
I never saw George move fast.
Does he do?
Oh.
He too. He can wake fast too.
You know, you were saying over here one time that you learn, you watch people.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn a lot of things. And one of them was those midwives that used to come around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched them.
And one of them was the way they treated the babies.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet, all like that.
Yeah, that was the lesson I used. Learned so much about children by watching her. She learned enough till I didn't ever have to have a doctor to want. But never mind.
Now that's up in Georgia.
Yes, Thank you. Thank you. I brought all my children here. Two boys and a girl. Raise them up right.
Was she the one where you saw her handling the baby?
Yes.
They don't know anything about that.
No, she don't know about that. You see, that's been a long time ago. She didn't need me then to ruin nothing.
Now you put that baby down.
Yes, sir. You know, they wasn't, my children wasn't much trouble to me. I get my baby up in the morning about 9, or whenever it waked up. I never waked up one. When he wake up, I'd have the water and everything ready to give him his bath. I'd give him his bath and feed him. And put him back on the bed. You see, they didn't have baby beds then. Your baby had to use your bed. Put it back on that bed. Go on about my bed. Sometimes he'd sleep there till 1 o'clock. But these babies, these children's got now, they're raising a baby just like them. Ain't got a bit of sense.
You use olive oil. You used olive oil?
Yes. That's what she told me when I bathe it. Just grease it all over its limbs, all over. But olive oil, that's what she gave me to use on.
Every morning?
Every morning. And that's what I used with all of them. That same oil. Never had no trouble with my children. Never had nobody take care of but me.
Oh, really?
Nope. I ain't put my children off on nobody. I wouldn't have a job, Mr. Meyer, that I couldn't take care of my children. You know what kind of work I did then? We farmed, and I worked a little in the field, close around the house. I washed and ironed for other folks. That's the way I made my money. I couldn't leave. I thought I could take care of even better than anybody. That's one reason I've done it.
Well, you mean you worked in the field and washed all with it?
Close around the house. I didn't work by the day for nobody. I stayed home. And I lived.
You mean all that time?
All that time. I lived.
You stayed at home?
I had one. Sometime I'd try to take her out in the field if you're picking cotton or something like that. But that young one would holler so. Well, nobody couldn't wait. And as soon as you get back to the house, she rushed. That was that Doris. She never liked nobody to see you.
Well, that's curious. Mm-hmm. I thought they liked to feel.
She didn't when she was a baby. Of course, when she grew up, she liked to feel. Yeah, after she grew up and got old enough, she couldn't feel.
Well, what was the
trouble? All my children worked in feel.
What was the trouble? She didn't like to feel, I reckon.
I don't know. Well, she was a baby then. And didn't like it.
Yeah.
Where'd she stay out in the field?
Hmm? So she did.
Where was she out in the field? Just playing around?
No. I had a big old box out there that had in the box.
She was a baby.
Yes.
Okay, the baby.
Mm-hmm. And You see, if she would have ever went to sleep, I had the box fixed so I could put her to bed. I had a box, long box. But she never took a nap in the field when she was a baby. Didn't stay long enough.
Miss Daisy, how did you keep your children quiet? Did they cry a lot?
No, not so much. Now, I had one cry that small, but I tell you, I quiet.
How'd you quiet?
After I fed her and dressed her and gave her what she needed, I put her down that bed. Let her quiet herself.
Quiet herself?
Mm-hmm.
Would she cry a long
cry
time?
Cry sometimes a long time.
Oh.
But I know she didn't need nothing. I know there wasn't nothing else. I know I didn't have time to sit down and shake her.
Mm-hmm.
So I let her stay there in that bed.
Do you ever
give her a sugar test? Ma'am?
Do you ever give her a sugar test?
No. I never give them a sugar tip. I never give one of mine a pacifier. You know, these things you give them and make them think they got something and I ain't do that. I just give them what they told me to feed them. Bathing and kept clean. And I put you down that bed and I put you in a room there by yourself. Shut that door. Now you in that room in your voice. I'm gone. About my business.
Did you know anybody? What do you think about giving them Paragard?
I didn't give them no Paragard.
Did you know anybody that did?
Yes. I know lots of folks get used to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Lots of folks used it. And I know the woman had a baby. One and that baby hollered all the time. She gave it Paragard. Didn't do it a bit of good. Didn't do it a bit of good.
Sometimes it just makes them so droopy they can't cry.
I reckon so. But I never bought a bottle for my children. They had some stuff then, they call it Susan syrup. It was in a little round bottle. And I'd give mine that, a half teaspoon of it. That's what I did.
When would you give it to them, Miss
Betty? What did it do to them?
When did you give it to them?
Well, I give them a little bit, like every morning, after the bath. After I bathe him, feed him, get ready to put him down. That was his dessert.
Well, was it medicine?
Yes, and it was some kind of baby medicine, they say.
Dr. Winslow, Susan, sir. We used to sell it.
He ran a store when he was growing up, Miss Daisy.
So he did?
Yeah.
And then after he grew up, he decided to want to fish.
You're right.
Before I grew up.
You see, he getting more exercise fishing because he had further to walk. He just walk around there, and that's so he decided to. He said, well, I'm going to quit this. I'm going to do something else.
You learned from those midwives, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of them?
Well, I learned more from one, and I did the rest. For see, I didn't have but just one. Well, I had two. The one I had with my first child. I didn't use her no more. I moved away from there. Rightly, I didn't like her much. And then I met this second midwife, and that's the one I kept.
And you picked up a lot of things from her.
From her. And she was so good and so patient with me. She'd tell me to do things and what all do. I said, well, what is that good for? She'd tell me. And something else. I said, well, why do that? So and so and so. So I saved it and took care of my children with it.
Now, stuck to heads.
No, I don't.
Now, what are some of them things that you pick up from her?
What some of them things? Mostly just raising and tending to it right. Better get that little ball of Susan soap. She gave me that.
Yes.
At first. So I just kept it.
Did you ever act as a midwife?
Me?
Uh-huh.
No, ma'am. Not me.
I didn't know what you did.
Now, what else did you pick up from her, Miss Daisy?
That's about all. I was care for my children.
Yeah.
I didn't want nothing else, so.
Well,
I just wanted her good remedy, what to use, and how to use it.
Yeah.
That was all I needed from her.
Well, now, what else did you pick up? Remember about taking care of your children from her?
From what?
About taking care of your children. Well, what else did you get from her?
Nothing. I didn't get nothing from her but that.
Yeah.
I didn't want nothing else from her. But just how to care for my children.
Well, what else did you find out about how to take care of your children?
How to take care of my children.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find out nothing but what she told me.
What else did she tell you?
That's all.
Did she tell
That's
you?
That's all she told me. Feed him and bathe him and dress him and give him his medicine.
And
put him down, let him holler.
What do you mean, put him down? What do you mean, put him down, let him holler?
The baby, you know, they cry sometimes.
Yeah.
Bathe him, feed him, Daisy, and give him that medicine. Put him on the bed. Don't you set him, hold it. That's what I done.
Yeah.
They'll get to where they won't do it. But if he, every time he cry, you go pick him up and start shaking him. He gonna do it every time.
Yeah, and she told you that.
That's right. Let him stop that itself. Don't try to shake it out. Let him shake it out or kick it out or how he want to get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it would be nice to have that midwife again, wouldn't it? In the community.
Yeah, have the midwife for who?
In the community right now.
Oh.
People could learn.
Yes, but she been there so long, so long. But it'd be nice. Yeah. Well, if they had her here now, she couldn't work without a list from the doctor, license, and all that kind of stuff. They didn't have to have no license. Didn't have to have no list. Nobody didn't have to tell them what to charge you.
What did she charge you?
What did she charge me? $2.50.
Of what?
That's all. That's all. But what do you have to pay for one baby now? Some of them cost it hundreds of dollars. Because they mom go to the doctor from the time she thinks she's pregnant until that baby comes.
And then it keeps on after that.
Right.
But, well, now, didn't your midwife stay with you?
Mm-mm. She sit down until she finished her work and she'd go to her house. And then she'd come back in the morning. Well, she would do that. She'd come every morning for about 9 mornings. And then I was on my own. Mm-hmm.
Is that all in that $2.50?
No, that's all. $2.50 took care of all that. Her work and all the trips she had to make back there. Now, you know that's been a long time, don't you?
And what you picked up from her about taking care of the children was in them 9 trips?
Everything. That $3 was, you see, every time she come, I'd watch her and see what she do.
Yeah.
How she do it. You see, them 9 mornings, when she come, she took care of the baby. For 9 mornings.
And you watched.
Well, I was able to get up. Then take care of yourself.
And you watched her?
Sure, I watched her. She's working on my baby. I sure I see what she do.
You remember how you felt that first night when she left you with that baby all by yourself?
Remember? Well, my husband was there. So, and my aunt, you see, you didn't have to go to the hospital then.
Uh-huh.
You did what you're going to do at home.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband was there. And my aunt, she would always come
mm-hmm.
and stay with me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't left by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now was she like Francis Presley? Did she tell you? Did she talk and tell you things and everything?
Well, she didn't talk like Francis Presley, and I don't know who did. But she would just talk and tell you things about what to do and how to take care of yourself and how you should treat your children and things like that. She didn't know about fighting or nothing like Frances Pussley. She didn't have no fuss and no argument or nothing like that.
Oh, she told you how to take care of yourself, too.
That's right.
Well, what did she tell you about that?
About myself. She'd tell me what to do and what not to do. Don't lift nothing too heavy. Don't do. You don't wash nowadays until I tell you. When I tell you to wash, then wash. Huh. That would be about 5 weeks before I washed.
Oh, that long?
That long. Well, my aunt was there, and my sisters, they would come and take care of the house, the washing, the ironing, and the children. I didn't have nothing to do but eat and rest.
Good life.
But now, in them 5 weeks past, Daisy, you're all on your own. You got it all to do.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody coming to help you. Well, I was able to do it.
Well, your aunt come from way down at Rochelle.
Well, you see, I was in Rochelle.
Oh, I see.
And my children
yes,
were born.
Of course.
All my children were born in Georgia.
Yeah.
And we didn't live for a part.
Yeah.
But my aunt, she would come and stay.
Well, you had a good time.
Oh, I had a good time.
Hey, let me tell you, I want you to do something for me. I want you to tell Fanny and Suge about how you got to know Granddaddy.
Yeah, I bet you didn't tell.
No.
He did. No. He wanted to know how did I meet Ben. Did I meet him at a party? How did I meet him? I told him I met him on the road. He was working beyond my house where I was staying. I was living with my mother, but I would be over there to my aunt's. She washed and ironed a lot. And she'd love for me to iron for, so I'd be over there. So Ben, he passed by there one day, one evening. And I always would have to be out on the porch for something when he was coming. So he asked me, could he get a drink of water? I told him, yeah, if it sells. So I went on in the house and got the glass, head out to the left. He drank his water and he fast back and thanked me and went on. Well, the next day, he wanted water. I had to get him a glass. Stacy going up there. That's true, you know. That's straight. He didn't get thirsty till he see that house. Next day, he wanted some water. I gave him that. So I went back in the house. I asked my aunt. I said, well, why is it he don't get thirsty till he gets here? I said, every day when he gets here, he wants some water. She broke out the big glass. She said, ain't all water there, you see. I said, well, says you. So he wants such a chance to see you. I said, well, just every time you come in, he wants water. She said, don't worry about it. They say, water's free. So, when he comes the next day, you know, Lord, well, did I live there? I tell him, no, I stays with my husband. He said, where do your mother live? I said, she lives across the street. He said, could I come out to see you sometime? I said, yeah, you come up, yeah. Anytime. All right. He got to where then he'd come out there every Sunday. That was in January. I see him every Sunday until he come out down the plantation where we was living and got him a job. And then I see him every day from January till December. And we got married in December. I've been looking at him off and on ever since.
Off and on, you don't look at him all the time.
No, oh, darling. I don't look at him all the time.
Oh, that's so cute.
Talking about the children, what did you do when they had bad colds? All children have bad colds.
Well, we would give them, now the way I did my. You know, the soul castori then.
Yeah,
and I would buy castori and put a little bit of castor in there and fill the spoon up with the castor and heal that. Well, the midwife, she would have me to milk talcum and grease them good with that warm talcum.
All along the neck and
chest. All along the neck, all over, all around him. Specifics up and down there. That's all I did. Mm-hmm. And that's all I done for them when they grew up.
What kind of grease did you use?
Tallow.
Just tallow. Beef tallow.
Beef
tallow. That's what we used to use.
Mm-hmm. Well, Granddaddy, much fun then out there, Brother Stevie?
I didn't know him.
Well, I mean, out there in the field, after
y'all
working in the same place.
After we come here?
No, out there in the field where he got a job.
Oh, he never was so much talking. He never did talk so much. We'd talk and have fun and go, now and then he'd say something. That's one thing about him. He never talked much. Me and him sit there all the time. I'll be sewing, doing something. He'd be sitting there. Every once in a while, he says something. But that ain't new to me. That's what I found when I find it. Dry. Nothing to say. You want to talk, you better go somewhere else and talk. And he don't want you to ask him many things. You don't like to be questioned.
Such as?
No, he just doesn't. I don't know.
He doesn't want you to ask him about that stove, did he?
No, he don't. He don't want me to hear him about that stove. And I bet you he's sitting there right now with the dome playing in the fire.
But you just had to wait till he got the stove and everything to see what you're going to get, didn't you?
Yeah. I just told him I wasn't going to stay there with that kerosene heater.
Yeah.
And I meant that. He said that he'd stay here. I'm not going to stay. I said, well, hell, wood heater or nothing.
Oh, that old kerosene heater, that's...
Well, Mr. Miles, I come down. I went out of doors one day, and I come back down. The house was just black. Smoked the thing. Something had happened to it. Somewhere in there. Of course, he hadn't put it out. But the house was in a fall. Smoke. That's when I told him, I ain't gonna stay here with that thing. He took it off and set it off those. And he went and got this one. And he loved it.
This, what was that midwife's name?
Who?
You done for the one you liked.
What, she's name is Hattie.
Hattie?
Hattie Brown.
Hattie Brown. Well, that's curious. You was the doctor, and then when you come down here, you one of your best friends was another midwife.
Oh, Francis. Well, me and Francis was good friends,
yeah.
But now she waited on Doris and other folks around here. She didn't have nothing to do for me.
No. But now, you never had a time such as you all had when you knew Francis Presley.
No. But don't think nobody else was in this county like Francis.
Oh, you were sick one time.
Yes. She read it on me then.
Tell her about that.
Me and Ben both were sick. And she was the sweetest thing to me. She'd come every day. But she'd come with her pushing. She come down one day and she said, Dave, said, did you eat anything? I said, no, I want nothing. I said, if I had me some greens, I said, I'd eat that, I believe. She said, you want some greens? I said, yeah, it was drizzling rain. She said, well, I know Thrasher ought to have some. I'm going back to that house and send over there and see if he got any. I'm going to bring them back and you shall eat them. Cook them and you eat them. She said, I don't want you to lay down and die here wanting green and leave all these Popeye children here for me to see it. I can't see it.
Popeye children, isn't that dark?
She said, I'm going to get them. Well, sure enough, she did. She went home and she sent one of her girls to make an opening. Got me some turnip. She come on back over there and she cleaned them. She put them on and she stayed there and cooked them. He fixed them, cooked us some bread. And she brought me some in the room there. She said, David, here's these greens. I want you to eat them. I said, I can't eat that much, Francis. Eat all you can now and save the others. Set them up there on that table and after a while finish them. I said, thank you. She went on home. She said, I'll be back in the morning. She was. But you know, I eat lots of them greens and then I drink the cup full of the liquor. And then next morning I felt better. I needed something to eat. I think it's bad as I need to dose the medicine. So from then on. But she was good. I sure miss Frances.
Now when she didn't say, don't you know? She didn't just bring you something already cooked.
Already cooked? No. She'd come there and cook some. She see, in cooking for me then, she would cook for the children too. So she'd come then, and she'd ask me what I wanted to fix, I'd tell her. So she'd just cook. Most of the time, she cook enough to last till she come back. In the morning, she'd leave this evening. She'd leave enough there to last till she come back. Until I got to where I could cook.
And while the things were cooking, she could do
other things. And she did. She cleaned up them children, clean up that kitchen, sweep that porch. Just whatever was to be done, she did. She asked me to let her wash. I didn't want to wash. I said, I'll be able to do it.
Well, she had a house hold herself all that time.
So she had a house of herself.
How did she get off from her place?
Well, she didn't have no baby. All her children was grown up.
Yeah.
So she could come to my house and stay long as she wanted. Of course, she had girls there to take care of her house till she get back. And they better do it.
Was she a midwife?
Ma'am.
Was she a midwife?
Yes, ma'am.
She was.
She was.
Oh, I bet she was a good one.
And then, when she got to where she couldn't do it all, daughter, she got a daughter?
Yes, the oldest daughter. She took over.
Well, Miss Daisy, did she charge you for coming while you were
not
there?
Not a penny.
Is that right?
No, not a penny.
Well, she was just being a good neighbor, wasn't
she?
She
wouldn't take nothing.
No. And did she talk all the time?
Talk all the time. Yes, ma'am, she talked all the time. And then I tried to pay her for coming there waiting on us. She'd tell me, no, you can't give me nothing for waiting on sick Daisy. If you was up on your feet, you'd sure have to pay me a price. I said, because I wouldn't need you. I'd do it myself. And she'd break out my leg.
Yeah, when was that she told you about that fight, when she and her husband got fighting?
When her husband?
Was a bunch of you around that time?
No, I'll tell you where she was at. Me and her, you see, we used to plant cane up there to jump. Me and her was stripping cane, and she was talking.
Just you and
just me and her, that's all. We was out there in the cane patch. Didn't need nobody. They couldn't have said nothing.
Tell Fanny about that fight she had with her husband.
That was so funny. Tell Fanny about it. She doesn't know. That's a funny story.
What?
About the fight. About that funny story.
Talking about Frances Fox.
Yeah.
She said one morning, she said her and her husband got into it there. And she said, oh, well, they was having a time.
Now, they had really had big time all along, hadn't they?
All the time. All along.
Yes. And the time you and her was out there in that
Canefield,
she hadn't lived with him for...
For I don't know when, because
yes.
She wasn't with him when I knowed her. They were separated when I knowed
her. Yeah, so this is way back.
Way back then.
She told her about.
But anyway, she said this here morning they was into it. They was just going on. So here come his mother to the gate. So she got to the gate and stopped. So she said, hollered in the house, hold her, Joe, till I get there, and I'll take care of her. So she had the frying pan. That old stone got frying pan. Said she went to the door and told her, said, if you come in this house this morning, I'm going to beat hell out of you with this frying pan. I said, Francis, you can't hurt nobody with a frying pan. She said, yeah, babe, you don't know how to use it. So don't use the bottom, use the top. Saying that was wet corn. Oh, if I didn't laugh at Francis that day, I know we could have got two stripping cane poop sooner. Francis hadn't been there. But his mom didn't go in there, she said. She said she had to go in, put her head in that door. She's going to catch it by the neck like that. And she's going to throw her down, and she's going to whack on her with that frying pan. Francis, let Francis tell it she had some time in her life with her husband. But they wasn't together when I met him.
Now, what granddaddy say about that?
Granddaddy? He ain't said nothing. He just was listening. Of course, he didn't hear. Francis tell me, I'd tell him if not.
Yeah.
When I go home, what me and Francis talk about at that day. He ain't said nothing.
He said he ought to have been married to her.
Hmm?
He ought to have been married to her.
Who? Granddad.
What was that?
Huh?
He'd use that, know how to use that pan?
Uh-huh. So he ought to have been, Francis ought to have been his wife.
You said.
What was that? I forget kind of how it went.
Yeah, I forgot it all. I can't think of it.
Oh, I didn't know you used that, what side of the frying pan?
Started trying to think.
I thought you'd use the bottom of a frying pan.
Well, that's what I thought. And I said, Francis, I said, you can't hurt nobody with the bottom of a frying pan. She said, they don't use the bottom. Mm-hmm. Use the top. And you can work on them with the top. I said, oh. Right now, I never thought about fighting with no frying pan.